This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Let's take a look at that first story in regards to the proposal of how internet access could be made a constitutional right. This proposal is going to be brought to cabinet in the near future, according to the Communications and Multimedia Minister Gobind Singh Deo.
Yep, he's been very, very busy. He says it's aimed at allowing Malaysians to benefit from the national e-economy and e-commerce. So the idea is to bring about the abundance of benefits and information access to people without involving any politics. And on it being a constitutional right, he said he feels that if the right to internet access is guaranteed under the constitution, and state and federal governments would then have to be more serious in their effort to provide it to every Malaysian. So, yeah. I mean, I'm all for superb internet access. I've got to say, cheap, fast, reliable, all that good stuff. I want it. I think a pretty sound idea of the widespread implications.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether it necessarily needs to be a constitutional right.
Yeah, I think it's quite an interesting and, dare I say, even radical idea, simply because on the issue of constitutional rights, there are many Malaysians who are fighting for a wide range of constitutional rights, and maybe the laws that have been imposed and have been unconstitutional, they've challenged that in court.
Yeah.
With this particular initiative, it might be something a little bit wider and grander to ensure that the Pakatan Harapan Pakatan Harapan government's commitment towards providing access to all.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, it's clear if you disconnect people from the internet, that's a rights violation. So I can see how this would be something that feels really urgent, that feels really important. I don't know. I guess maybe I'm old fashioned. Somewhere in my mind, I felt that if it were to be a constitutional right, it's supposed to, I imagined it to be something that has perhaps long-standing, it would have been ingrained a long time ago. The internet, in that respect, is kind of new, but just as important.
Yeah, and I think it's also going to be interesting to see what that actually means. So if somebody is, for example, has their access blocked to a particular website, not so long ago, there were several websites that were blocked to Malaysians. Does that sort of come into play if somebody is granted a constitutional right? Also, I think with this particular element, it also means those who are far away from urban centres in rural areas, if this is made to be a constitutional right to have internet access, what are the ripple effects for these respective industries and these areas as well? How much money will be pushed in to support this particular idea?
Absolutely. And I mean, I would imagine that the idea is if it comes from top down, there will be investments, there will be funding that actually goes into it. When it comes to ripple effect, we don't have to look very far. We saw the difference that it made to us as a mature democracy, or in an attempt to be a mature democracy as we're on our way there.
Mm-hmm.
What that widespread information does for us as a people.
Absolutely. There's infrastructure to think about and a wide variety of issues. We're going to hear from constitutional lawyer Nizam Bashir shortly after this, but first some music by Of Monsters and Men. This is Empire, BFM 89.9.
Bodacious, fabulous minds. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Caroline and Ezra on the Evening Edition. I've been talking about a proposal that's been made by the Communications and Multimedia Minister, Gobind Singh Deo, and that proposal is for internet access to be made a constitutional right. It's going to be brought to Cabinet in the near future for their consideration. Essentially, its purpose is to allow Malaysians to benefit from the national e-economy and e-commerce. We're going to hear from constitutional lawyer Nizam Bashir to give us his thoughts on this. Nizam, thank you very much for being with us on the program. Tell us, what exactly does it mean to have internet access as a constitutional right, and what would be the implications of it?
Well, when we say that internet access is a constitutional right, it broadly means that disconnecting people from the internet is a human rights violation. Now, the implications of affirming internet access as a constitutional right is that there will be, number one, greater access to content on the internet, and number two, greater access to the infrastructure and equipment required to use the internet.
Right. Now, we don't know the details yet, but once this comes through, what would be the likely consequences when I guess, such a rights violation occurs?
Certainly if the state, has amended the federal constitution, and made it declarative of the fact that it's a constitutional right. Any person in Malaysia who lacks that access, internet access, can certainly take the state to task, whether in terms of filing a court action or whatever, whenever there is no access to internet. So, for example, if there's a website access has been blocked, that person can take the state either to court or even take the state to task for not allowing access to that particular website.
Right, and Nizam, the previous administration under Najib Razak spoke a lot about efforts to improve our internet connectivity, but results seemed to show otherwise. Research comparing our internet connection to other countries in the past months has shown that our speed is far off the mark, although we have relatively cheaper internet packages. Do you think we'll be able to get past these types of hurdles, and are we ready to push through this particular proposal by the minister?
Almost 80% of the Malaysian population presently has access to the internet. This is what's a figure bandied about by the former minister in 2017. So I don't think that declaring internet access as a constitutional right is a mere pipe dream. I think it's something that certainly is achievable. And, given the number of users that we have in Malaysia at this point in time, I think this will be something that the Malaysian population will be looking forward to.
Yeah, I can't deny that. So, we know, Nizam, you've spoken out in favour of free speech before this, and with this proposed amendment, it would probably encourage free speech. But what do you think needs to come hand in hand with internet access to, I guess, bring the most benefit to Malaysians?
Well, I think certainly this is something that the Minister of Communication and Multimedia needs to think about, because, of course, at this point in time, if you look at the Part 2, Fundamental Liberties portion of the Federal Constitution, there is Article 10 in place already. So I think what needs to be maybe articulated a little bit more clearer is how right of access to the internet will stand independent of perhaps Article 10. And I'm sure that is going to be spelled out in greater detail in due course. In terms of what needs to happen or go hand in hand with the proposed amendment to the Federal Constitution, I think we also need to look at policies that we need to have in place, because beyond access, content matters. So we need to think about policies which encourage content production in Malaysia, and the minister, learned minister, will need to come up with proposals to encourage that in Malaysia.
Nizam, thank you very much for joining us on the program. That was lawyer Nizam Bashir with his views on making internet access a constitutional right in our country. If you have any thoughts on that, call us at 03-771-09000. How do you think your internet experience can be improved? Does it change with it being a constitutional right? And if you've experienced the internet connection in other countries, what are some things that we can learn from what you'd like to see implemented in our country? Call us at 03-771-09000. Here's some music by David Bowie. It's Fashion, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.